Coast from River City 93. On this week's show, we're going to talk about the last preseason game against the VCU Rams. We're also going to do a big breakdown of the roster. And then we're also going to talk about the upcoming game against Lansing United FC. So with that being said, enjoy the show, kick up your feet, and listen to the show. So, the Richmond Kickers just had their final preseason game. It ended 0-0 against the VCU Rams, the local college team here in Richmond. From what I can see, I unfortunately was not at the game. I had another event to go to. But what I saw on social media from a picture that was tweeted out, a lot of the starters weren't playing. It was a lot of trialists. I believe, this is my own personal belief, Blau was using it as something just to get players comfortable with the system and the tactics of the team. So don't worry too much about the record, even though we finished with 1 win, 4 draws, 2 defeats. I think preseason is more used for style of play, getting players reps, getting them used and comfortable to the system that we are playing. You see it a lot in NFL preseason games where a team might go 4-0, win out preseason, crush, and then get to the regular season and bomb out. So don't be too concerned about the style. Don't be too concerned about the record. Be concerned about the style of play because we don't want to just be bunkering and not trying to score any goals. But there are positives there. The one game that I went to against Virginia Cavaliers, we had a real beautiful goal that I believe came off of a nice spell of possession. We were able to break down the team and score. So that's something that I believe Blau wants to play. Shouts out to League One Fund because they recently did an interview with Coach Blau where they mentioned how he pretty much wants the team to play with an aggressive slash possession mindset. You know, and if you look at most of our signings from this year, it points towards that direction with 13 new signings, even being midfielders or forwards. So that's very, very good signing. You know, we let go of 23 players on the roster, you know, however, 2 of which were academy players, 3 retired, and 10 just didn't re-sign with the team. And you can't really blame them when the team's going down from the championship to League One. They probably feel like, hey, I'm still a championship player, or I want to sign for an MLS affiliate. So they probably feel more comfortable with that. And also, the last 2 years haven't been the best. Last year especially, finished 15th in the East with 6 wins, 4 draws, and 24 defeats, giving up 80 goals and only scoring 30. The team this year looks totally brand new. It's not a completely new squad, however. We brought in, well, rather kept 5 players from the team last year. Scott Thompson, who had 27 caps total. Connor Shinosky, who had 50 caps total. Brandon Chorier, who has 116 caps total. Matt Bodock, who has 29 caps total. And Greg Boheen. Sorry, Greg, if I butchered your last name. I promise I would get it straight. He has 14 caps. And then the rest of the team is filled out with experienced players from the USL level. One player that really sticks out to me and that I've been hearing a lot about, a lot of positive things about, is Akira Fitzgerald. He had 14 clean sheets in 13 games for the Tampa Bay Rowdies. He seems like the kind of goalkeeper that wants to play with his feet. He seemed like a good shot stopper. And that all seems to fit into the style of how Blau wants to play. So it seems like Blau is getting and signing the players that not only fit his system, but that can grow in his system. And that's important because you want players that not only fit the system, but that can grow and get better and take the system and style to the next level. And another thing that was mentioned in the interview on League One Fun, and I'll drop the link either in the show notes or I'll put it out on Twitter so you guys can listen to it. He also mentioned about how he wanted to bond the team with the youth side and with the pro team. So having players from the youth side get called up to the Kickers, like what you see in most European club cultures or MLS club cultures, where players are playing for the U23 affiliate or for the under-19 squad and they get called up to the first team. So a player that kind of started that trend, I wouldn't say started a trend, but since this is a new team, kind of, sort of, is Sam Moore. He's a defender that signed from Richmond United, U18s. He's going to be leaving to go to UNC. He's going to be a Tar Heel in the fall. But he plays defender. He plays center back, I believe. He's going to be on an academy contract, so it's not going to mess up his eligibility for NCAA. So that's important. And then we also loaned in two players who are both under the age of 21. And Charles Boateng from Ghana. He played at West African Football Soccer Club. And then Abubakar Kiete. Once again, Abubakar, I'm sorry if I butchered your last name. He is a loanee from us from the Columbus Crew who recently, this is kind of cool, who recently just got called up to the U20 U.S. Men's National Team and played in a 2-1 win over Japan. So, and the most important thing is what I've heard is that Charles Boateng, it's kind of interesting how he got here because from what I heard a lot about this player is that he is someone that was on MLS radars. He was on USL Championship radars. And the fact that he landed here in Richmond is kind of impressive. And that's a player that even Blau said himself that this is someone you guys need to keep an eye out because how impressive he is. And he also led the league that he was playing in Ghana in scoring. So that is impressive. That is top notch impressive. But how is this all going to mesh together? How are these players going to mesh together, play well together for the upcoming game this Saturday, March 30th, against Lansing Knight FC, a brand new team out of Lansing, Michigan. And shout out to my boy, Jason. I hit him up a couple of days ago and asked him for questions about Lansing Knight. They had a couple of highlights, but you know, highlights are not as good as full games. And he told me that the team is looking to be straight up high pressing. They want to press you high. They want to get the ball back as quick as they can and score as quick as they can. It's very aggressive. They started preseason off with a 2-1 win against Indy 11. Lost 2-0 to the River Hounds. And then had two wins over two local colleges near them. So the manager pretty much is, from what Jason told me, is that the manager is pretty much picking players who play multiple positions so they can adapt and change on the fly. So don't be surprised if you see someone starting off as a number six, he kind of draws back to the center if it's a midfielder, or the winger kind of cuts inside and kind of plays a number 10. They're going to be changing shape so rapidly and so fluidly that they're going to be able to adapt and play to whatever the team they're playing is doing. They're going to be able to change and be able to try to stop it, attack it, try to score. That's pretty much what Lansing United, from my understanding, is trying to do. One player that sticks out to me that I've seen from the highlights that Lansing United, I'm not going to lie, shout out to them. They did a great job of having highlights of their games so you can kind of watch them and see how the team is playing so you're not sitting there watching like a full 90-minute game and trying to figure out when they scored. They share the highlights. And the player that stuck out to me was Steve St. Duca. Duke. Yeah, he's played as a winger, but in most preseason games I've seen, he's played as a number 10. The kid has pace for days, and he scored 3 goals in preseason. And then also it seems like a lot of the possession came off of him. It seemed like as soon as they pressed out, they kind of want to get the ball to him and allow him to create. So he seemed like he is the creating force in the team, which is imperative for the Richmond Kickers to stop, because if they press us high and we lose the ball in the midfield or in the wrong spot and you get the ball to this guy, it seems like he's going to be able to play the ball really quick into a dangerous spot and they can either get a corner kick off it or, unfortunately, a goal. Another player that stuck out from the highlights that I seen was Nick Moon. And I believe Nick Moon got mentioned in the USL League One midfielders to watch out for. And Nick Moon seems to be a player that can be all over the field. He seemed like he could play every position in the midfield. He causes havoc wherever he is. There was one highlight. I can't quite remember the game. He pretty much got into a good tackle, turned, played the ball upfield, goal. Like, he seems like that kind of distributor, that kind of player. Kind of reminds me of, not saying that he's like a Weston McKennie, but kind of in that role of, I'm going to disrupt what's going on with you guys and get the ball played to the creator. That's what it seems like for him. And then A lot of the goals from preseason, like I said earlier, seem to come based off of fast breaks or corners. So that's something the kickers are going to have to be wary of, making sure that we don't get caught out. You know, we're going to play the possession-based soccer. We got to make sure that we're aware of what's going on, making sure that we're making good passes, making sure we're not doing that sloppy ball, being in control of the game. My prediction for the game, I know it's early. I don't want to be, like, super prediction heavy, but since it's week one, I will go 2-1 Richmond Kickers. I do, however, believe that it will be a 1-1 game up to maybe the 70th minute where we get a good spell of possession and we're able to score and just hold off. I will say, however, one thing to keep an eye out for is this first couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months up until June, is going to be interesting to see how each team play. Because a lot of these teams are brand new. A lot of these teams are fresh. A lot of these teams have not played organized soccer before. You have three MLS affiliates, and you have one USL affiliate in FC Tucson. You have us, of course, and you have a couple of other teams that are brand new. So it's going to be interesting to see how teams play. Just because, you know, I'm saying that Lansing United are aggressive, high-pressing team during preseason. Who's to say they're going to play that way during the regular season or throughout the whole year? It's going to be a lot of changes. It's going to be a lot of tactic shifts. So I'm very interested to see it. I'm very, very excited for having a home game. I know DC United started up and everyone's excited, and I'm just over there in the corner like, all right, I'm ready for the kickers. So with that being said, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Make sure to give us a like, share with a friend. We are now on 6 different podcasts. I believe we are on Google, we're on Stitcher, Pocket Cast. We're still on here. We're waiting on Apple iTunes. Apple approve us so I can get some 5-star reviews. And with that being said, catch us on the good side, guys. Hey, guys. This is Elliot coming back in. Forgot to add this last thing in. We are now a part of Beautiful Game Network. They're a website that pretty much helps USL Championship Team Podcast, MLS Team Podcast, and now USL League One Podcast. You can find us on there along with Soccer Chat, Combustion, and a various other assortment of U.S. soccer podcast. So go check them out. You can go to bgn.fm. Once again, it's bgn.fm. Check them out. Tell them you love our podcast so we can go further up. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.